Justin Coulson in the house, Jade.
Woo-hoo. Good morning, Dr. Justin.
Good morning.
Before I forget, the brand new book has just hit shelves. It's called The Parenting Revolution, A Guide to Raising Resilient Kids. And I mentioned earlier, Justin, that the idea of resilience in kids is new, right? My parents grew up in the 80s. I grew up in the 80s. My parents weren't concerned about raising resilient kids.
Not at all.
They just raised kids.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, the word parenting was put into the dictionary in 1958. Like, we weren't even talking about parenting. That, like, parent is a noun, right? It's what you do. It's who you are.
Yep.
Parenting is the verb. No one goes husbanding or wifing or partnering.
Ah.
But we all go parenting, right?
Yes.
And we've, over the last 20 years, especially the last 10 or 15, with social media being what it is, we've really fetishized and intensified our parenting. And now we've got, I mean, I'm part of the problem, right? With Parental Guidance, the Channel 9 show, we've got tiger parents, we've got helicopter parents, yes, and we've got free range parents, and we've got Tesla parents. They're the ones that look better than everybody else. but we hate them because they're so sanctimonious.
Just go on those free range parents. I mean, we see so many stories of, I let the kids go to bed when they want, they can eat what they want, they can decide to talk if they want.
Yeah, well, that's not free range, that's permissiveness, that's no boundaries. But even looking at what you said, Jade, on the whole resilience thing, happiness used to be measured on what we would call a U-shaped curve. That is, people are happiest when they're young, and then you get through midlife and it gets harder and harder and harder, and then the kids move out of home and you get happy again. Like, that's how happiness has always looked. And now, I think we can pretty reliably point at social media and screens as a significant contributor. Young people, our adolescents and our young adults, are some of the most reliably unhappy people. More anxiety, more depression, more stress in our young people than ever before. And that U-shaped curve now is just sort of like a slope that starts low and eventually picks up once we get older, we think. Like, the world has changed so much in the last 10 or 15 years. Raising kids today, totally different to raising kids in the 80s.
But just on that, I was born in 1978, so most of my childhood, of course, occurred in the 80s. None of my friends had anxiety. I mean, they may have had what we now know to be anxiety, but that wasn't even a word we threw around. Whereas now we all say our kids have anxiety or are dealing with anxiety, like we would say they have a headache or a tummy ache. It just seems to be everywhere.
Jade, I've got six daughters.
Right, wow.
I live here on the coast.
Yep.
My kids go to one of the local schools on the sunny coast.
Yep.
And I had a chat with one of them recently, and I said, "How many of the girls in your class have anxiety or some kind of a diagnosis? Go and receive medical help, medication, a psychologist, occupational therapy, just something."
Yep.
And my daughter sat there and sort of on her fingers, she listed the names of all the girls in her class, and she said, "Yeah, pretty much all of them. I mean, 15 years ago, it just didn't happen." So we definitely have a resilience challenge, and that's why I wrote a book to help parents to shift this, because it's such an enormous and growing problem that we've got.
And we feel like we're failing as parents if your child has anxiety.
Well, I'm blaming social media.
As a mum, I blame myself. Did I do something wrong? Did I not provide a setting where the child felt comfortable? Have I not let them fall on their face enough to work out how to stand up enough? It's
Bilko, Jade's turned this into a therapy session.
But that's what it is. As mums, I think we parent differently than dads.
No, you're exactly right. And there's a lot more introspection, a lot more worry about it. Again, our grandparents, they weren't sitting around having conversations with other parents saying, "How are you doing as a parent?"
No,
like,
right?
It wasn't happening. Here's the thing, though. When we look at the research evidence, Bilko says social media, and at the moment there's...
Well, that social media is doing more parenting than we are.
Right.
Yeah.
And at the moment we're getting a growing body of evidence. It's still a controversial and provocative area because it takes a while to get the science in, but we've got pretty good evidence now that it's a significant contributor, especially for teenagers and specifically for girls.
So there's a difference.
There is a big difference with girls versus boys. But overall, so I did a presentation last night to a couple of hundred parents in Brizzy.
Oh.
And while we were doing this presentation, we were talking about the pressure on kids and the pressure on parents and the intensification of parenting. And I said, "All right, just put up your hand if you want your kids to fulfill their potential." And every parent in the house put up their hand, and I smiled and I said, "Okay, that's great. How many of you just put up your hand if you have fulfilled your potential?"
Okay.
Rod kind of went,
oh. Now I do feel like it's a therapy session.
Uncomfortable silence.
We do want a better life for our kids. We always say that. We want them to have the things we didn't have. We want to bring them up like our parents didn't bring us up.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, Bilko, you grow and you become resilient by doing the hard stuff. And what we're doing as parents is we're smoothing the road for our kids. We're saying, I don't want you to have to struggle like I had to. Mm. I don't want you to have to go through the hard things that I had to go through. I'm not saying we should just say toughen up, princess, to our kids. What I am saying is that life presents all of us with challenges. Sure. And when we as parents relieve our children of the burden, we also relieve them of the opportunity for growth, development and strengthening. What our job is to stop controlling things and to start supporting our kids as they problem solve their stuff.
Where were you 10 years ago in my place?
Absolutely. If you do have questions for Dr. Justin, call us on 1300 891929. We will take your calls after this.
You're doing also the new Channel 9 show. What's it called?
Yeah. Parental Guidance.
Parental Guidance, yeah.
When is that starting on TV again?
So I don't know if I'm officially allowed to say this, so you didn't hear it from me, but it might be Monday, June 5th.
So sometimes, surely those parents look at themselves and go, oh, I'm not doing
this,
right?
We're like that with Channel 9, don't worry. We're like that, mate. So, you know. But that show's always been a great benchmark in, you see different scenarios, and we often talk about it on the radio the next day. Oh, did you see last night's show when the tiger parent or the helicopter parent was, you know, looking after every bit of that kid's...
Well, it's normally the other way, isn't it? The nufty parents who just let their kids run rampant and do whatever they want.
I'll tell you what I love about this show. Number one, it's a reality TV show that's not exploitative. Mm. We've actually got really great parents who love their kids like crazy, who are saying, we are brave enough to put ourselves on Australian national television and put ourselves under the microscope so that we can all learn about being parents. And we've got a whole new set of parents coming in, and every single one of them at the end of the show, when we finished recording it, they all said, this was really hard.
Yeah.
So glad we did it. Like, how often does someone get off maths or something and say, so glad I did that?
But never.
Like, they're so glad they did it. And I got to tell you, I don't know if I can tell you. Episode one is some of the most compelling television that you'll ever see. It is extraordinary when we're talking to the Australian Federal Police about some of the stuff that the kids are challenged by, and then we get the AFP to work on us with it, with the families. It will blow your...
You got the police involved. Wow, that's a heavy episode.
Yeah, it is just riveting TV. Riveting.
Before you go, where can we find you on the iHeartRadio app? We've got a whole bevy of them on our socials.
So I've got the Happy Families podcast. My wife Kylie and I, parents of six kids, and we do a daily drop of about 15 minutes of parenting inspiration, the Happy Families podcast. Maybe when you're doing the school run and you've, I don't know, heard a song on Zinc that you just didn't love, you can dive in.
Flick over. You can also have a look on the website, happyfamilies.com.au.
I can't believe I said that. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right, mate. So sorry. Are you confident in your own parenting? Because having six kids, that's got to be a challenge on its own, right?
Yeah, my origin story, the reason I do what I do, I used to be a radio announcer.
The Voice, yeah.
I used to work in commercial radio, one of Brisbane's biggest, in fact it was at the time, at B105 in Brizzy. And
so you know Jamie Dundenagra?
Yeah, in fact he was on Brekkie and I was doing mornings. I used to come in and share the studio. He used to mock me because when I'd go to the bathroom I'd use the paper towel to open the door. there's a bit of personal... I've never revealed that in an interview before.
Well, there you go. Thank you for sharing, because we love Jamie.
And I was good at work, but I'd go home and I had these two kids and I had no idea what to do with them. I mean, I was a disaster. I yelled and I shouted and I called names and I hit and I threatened and I did all the stuff that as parents you're not supposed to do.
Holy
dear.
It's honest.
Yeah, and I was really bad at it. And one day when I had a particularly big blow up with my three-nager, I said to my wife, I'm getting this wrong. And she kind of was like, you're a mess. As a father, you just have no idea what you're doing.
Wow.
And come to think of it, you could be a better husband now and then as well.
Great.
What an incredibly honest woman, though.
Yeah, she really let me know. And that's not how she is. I mean, Kylie's just so soft and kind and compassionate and all the good stuff that I just treasure about her, but she really let me have it. So I quit my radio career. I went back to school and I did TAFE and then uni and then a PhD. It was 8.5 years of full-time study as our family went from 2 kids to 3 kids to 4 kids to 5 kids. Became a university lecturer, studied psychology. I did it all so that I could learn how to dad. And once I was lecturing at uni, I was like, oh, I got to tell more people about this. And so I started writing books, started giving talks, showing up in the media, doing the sort of stuff that we're doing here to help families to be happier. Been doing that now for about, I don't know, 15 years or so. And the whole journey's been about 25 years. And just love what I do. But that's not a perfect parent. Have made a mess of it over the years and still make a mess of it every so often. Like I still put my foot in it. And that's the great thing about parenting, though, right? Your kids love you so much. And if you can just let them know that, if you let them know that you love them no matter what, even when they're yelling at their sister or slamming a door or saying, I don't want to go to school or I can't find my shoes, let them know that you love them no matter what. And they become resilient because they know that you've got their back.
Is that your tip? Is that your one? If you could leave one tip for the Zinc family today when they're thinking about their own parenting and their own kids, what would be
your... Yeah, no, that one's a bit soppy. That one's a little bit sort of soppy. I reckon if you really want your kids to be resilient, my tip would be resilient yourself. Be resilient yourself. Be good at managing your emotions. Hold it together yourself. When the kids are losing it, don't catch their crazy. Don't catch their chaos. Be their calm. You show them how to do that and they'll learn how to be resilient. Do it in healthy ways and they'll thrive.
Dr. Justin Coulson, the book is called The Parenting Revolution. It is available now and we will see you on screens very shortly on
June 5.
Parental Guidance on Channel 9. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks for chatting.